Thank you for joining me again today, and we're moving right along here in our understanding of who God is as he presents himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ in John's Gospel. This month, we are reading John 1, and for the first few days of this week, we focused on verses 4 and 5. Let me read John 1, verses 4 and 5 to you. In Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The life and the light is Jesus Christ. And we saw how Jesus shines his light into the darkness of depression, the darkness of the demons, and the darkness of disobedience. If we are willing to receive Jesus, then our inner man and woman will shine brighter than the brightest lights. Of course, it is not only possible to reject Jesus, but it is also very common. Most people deny Jesus' entrance in their lives. Jesus, who is God, is familiar with rejection. And the Apostle John writes about this clearly and openly in this first chapter of the book of John. Listen to the text, or look at this with me if you're able. I'm reading John 1 and now verses 6 through 8. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. Let's stop there for now. Here we meet someone who is not Jesus. It is John. And probably you are thinking, oh, this is the same John as John, the author of this book. This is John, the author, kind of writing about himself. Well, if you think this, you would be wrong. The John here in verse 6 is the person that we know as John the Baptist. The reason he is called this is because, as we'll read later in chapter 1, he baptizes people. So the writer of this book is the Apostle John, and the John referred to here is John the Baptist. These are two different men with the same name, and yes, this can be confusing until we make the distinction. So in verse 6, we meet this other John. Then verse 7 tells us what his mission in life was. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. John is a witness who gave testimony about the light, as we studied earlier. The light is Jesus Christ. So this John witnesses or testifies for Jesus so that all people will believe through him. And so John is like an agent, a mouthpiece, a spokesperson for Jesus. Simply put, John wants to tell the truth about Jesus so people will believe in Jesus. That is what verse 7 means. Verse 8 is also very clear. John the Baptist is not Jesus. John is not Jesus. He was not the light, but came to testify about the light. John and Jesus the light are two different people. This should now be very obvious to us. These verses are as clear as a cloudless blue sky. Now let me continue with the story in John 1, verse 9. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. By now we know this means Jesus, the true light, comes to live in the world, and he gives light to every person. Verse 10 is a verse that we've already discussed, but I want to say more about it in a moment. This again describes Jesus. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. And then in verse 11, John chapter 1 and verse 11, he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. So in total, this is John 1 verses 6 through 11. Now that we have the context, we're prepared for today's insight. What I want you to see is the rejection of Jesus the light. The people that the writer John describes want to stay in the darkness, and they make a conscious choice for the dark and to keep out the light. In a sense, they draw the blinds of life around them, stick their head under the covers of darkness, and sleep in the spiritual darkness of their lives. This too is obvious in the verses I read. The rejection of Jesus is in verse 11. His own did not receive him. The rejection of Jesus is in verse 10. The world did not know him. Let me just pick these up one at a time in the order in which they appear in the text. John chapter 1 and verse 10 says, "The world did not know him." By him, John means Jesus. And by world, John means life in this existence. That Jesus, being God, created, but that is so absolutely dominated by Satan, such that the genuine Jesus is rejected, and therefore the light does not penetrate the darkness. It is tragic that the one person who can shine light into our lives, such that our lives can positively and in every way be transformed, is rejected by the very world he created. Then come with me to John chapter 1 and verse 11. His own did not receive him. Who are his own? These are the Jewish people. Here John is primarily referring to the nation of Israel. Those of you who have read and studied the Bible's Old Testament know that God's chosen people are the Jews. Jesus was a Jew, and so he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. Let me share an analogy that will help us understand what we're reading in the text. Imagine with me, if you would, that you and your family are driving to a remote cabin in the woods very late at night for Christmas vacation. A friend of yours owns it. He's been inviting you to use it for years. He's asked so often that your family feels you've really got to say yes. Otherwise, you run the risk of offending your friend. He's one of these guys that's persistent and doesn't take no for an answer. So here you are on a chilly Friday making your way to his place, but you're lost. And you are not just lost, you are very lost. In fact, you're so lost that you've begun to think about just driving back home if you can find I-95. Your GPS doesn't work on this road that you're on, and figures, your phone has no signal. In your car, you used to have printed maps, but you sold those at the last garage sale, thinking that you would never need those again. Even before having GPS on your phone in your car, you hardly ever use them anyway. The family is of no help. By now, your kids are sound asleep, and your husband is useless with directions. You glance down and are alarmed to find another problem. You're almost out of gas. You drive in what seems like circles for a little more than an hour. You're hoping for gas station to pop up in this middle of nowhere. But there's nothing. And then you hear it, a little beeping sound that makes your tank almost empty. You decide to pull over and turn off the engine, hoping to preserve some fuel. You try to clear your brain and think, but now it's getting cold. In the thick darkness of this winter's night, nearly out of gas and completely lost, you're not sure what to do. There are no homes, there are no stores, no malls, and no gas stations. Nothing. Suddenly, a light appears on the horizon. You squint to make sure you are not just seeing things. But it is light. A truck, the lights are big, is making its way towards you on the opposite side of this country road. Your husband gets out of the car and waves it down. The truck slows and opens its window, and it's not just any truck. It's a tow truck. A man is inside, and he appears friendly. He stops. He gets out and comes over to you and asks your family if he can be of help. Lost, cold, tired, very worried, out of gas and food, and with no resource to help you, you reject his offer. He is confused at first, and then he persists in trying to help you. Still, you insist that he just gets back in his truck and drives away. He asks if he can provide directions and even take you to the address listed for the cabin. You say no thanks. He asks if you have enough gas to find it on your own. You admit no, and the man says that he actually owns the local gas station, and he has gas that he carries in the back of his tow truck that he can just give you. You say no. He offers to tow you to the cabin. Again, you refuse. No matter what he offers, you refuse. You decide to just sit there by the side of the road. Sit and wait and do nothing. What? Of course not. You would not do that. You and me and most sound-minded people would quickly take him up on his offer. The light has shined into the darkness, and you accept that the light from that truck has been the light you so desperately need. This man saved you. You can trust him to pour that gas in your tank. He does. You trust him as you follow him from there to the cabin, and you and your family unpack the car, you thank him, you open the doors of your friend's cabin, and you enjoy one of the best Christmases ever. We would not reject such an offer. Well, we live in the spiritual darkness of this cold world. We have no resources to help ourselves. We're totally lost. But Jesus comes walking towards us. He is the light, and he offers to save us from the darkness. Do we accept his offer, or do we reject his offer? The writer and Apostle John is saying that the people of Jesus' day rejected the light. The world did not know him. His own did not receive him. What about you? Will you today reject Jesus or receive Jesus? You have a decision to make, and I pray that you'll make the decision to receive Jesus, who will rescue you from the darkness of your life. If you want to receive Jesus, would you email me today and let me know? My email is mark@markaswallow.com. mark@markaswallow.com. Tomorrow, I want you to see that not everyone rejected Jesus. So come back and look with me at this passage as together we continue to learn who God is.